So first I gotta ask you about SEO. There's a YouTube video of you.
You appear to be a preteen and you're just banging off push-ups. It looks like 20, 30 push-ups in a row. You're just going hard.
Listen, man, when did you start doing that? When did you start getting in shape like that for football?
Oh man, that was a while ago. It was man, my dad used to put me in like a little boot camp back then. Made me do some chin-ups, push-ups, stuff like that. But in that video, my dad's cousin wanted to make like my own highlight tape, so he kind of got all these clips that my dad video recorded of me doing, like having a couple push-ups, doing some little dance and stuff like that, so they like combined it all into one highlight video. It's pretty funny. I don't know. Is it still on
YouTube? It's still on YouTube. Yeah, it's still there.
Oh, man.
No, it's funny, though.
Yeah, it is for sure. Just a nice memory, you know, to look back at, see how much I've grown, so... Yeah, kind of thankful I had the opportunity to even have that, just have a little jokes, a little fun here and there. But yeah, it was just fun.
Now, of course, you mentioned the growth now. You've had a big career at Western.
What was it like for yourself?
Seeing your game grow as a big threat in Western offense. You know, you went
from your first year to a guy who was top five in a lot of categories in OUA receiving and putting up multiple games of 100 receiving yards or more in that offense.
Yeah, just hats off to my coaches for giving me the chance to actually be able to put out and showcase my abilities, and I just love trusting my quarterback, like Evan, just giving me the chance to kind of do my thing out there and kind of show guys that I can play, even though it's been my size and stuff like that. So yeah, it's definitely came with a lot of hard work, dedication, a lot of commitment, kind of betting on myself to try to get better and better each year.
I mentioned your size, though.
You're a receiver under 5'10".
How much pride do you have in, you know, being a small receiver? Because you know, some of the receivers, the bigger time receivers now, are guys who are 6'2", 6'3", 220. What does it mean to be a smaller guy? So, you know, hey, guys who are under 5'10" can put in that work and get the touchdowns, get the catches when called upon.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know, just all the guys that I look up to, like guys like Brandon Banks, who's like the same height, weight around me, and for him to be able to showcase and be like a MVP of the CFL and showcase his abilities like that gives me the confidence to kind of be able to do that and kind of motivate me to try to be as good as those guys that, like 6'2", all those guys that are heavier and stuff. And like, it's a nice challenge, and you know, I just always look forward to just trying to get better and kind of just showcase that I can do what they can do as well.
What does it mean for yourself to be a homegrown guy being able to ball out in this combine built for guys like yourself, but also take pride in this league and say, hey, I want to be able to showcase my talents in my national league?
Oh, it's great. It's awesome that just we have a professional league of Canadian football next to the NFL. It gives an opportunity for us Canadians to kind of show around the whole world, especially down south in America there, to kind of show that we can also ball too. We have great players, great talent, and just a great fan base. So it's just exciting that we were able to like kind of come together as a country and kind of like showcase that we could do just as good as the NFL and other parts of the world.